Winston-Salem native Sarah Siskind is now a Virginia-based singer-songwriter who's been described as utterly captivating. Southern Living magazine calls Sarah Nashville's best new voice. While her music transcends category, it's a blend of the traditional and the modern. Sarah's collaborated with artists such as Bonnie Raitt, Justin Vernon of Bon Iver, and Alison Krauss. Last month, Sarah and her re-released first album from 2003 titled Covered was featured on NPR by Stephen Thompson during Here and Now. The reissue was done by Justin Vernon on his own label. It's been a triumphant return for Sarah Siskind. For years, she battled sinus issues, resulting in a string of surgeries that prevented her from touring. She's back on tour now with a new CD, Novel.
But there was a bigger plan for me all along. Nothing I could do was enough. And the road...
Easy said, hard to do. Silencing that self-critical voice, as I've got to ask, I mean, any tips? how do you put yourself in that framework? I know it can be very difficult for many people to do. How do you get there?
Well, it's interesting because that's actually what I wrote Falling Stars about. It was the inspiration for that song. When I teach my songwriting workshops, which I really enjoy doing, I do some different exercises to try and focus the mind. You know, one of the easiest things to do is to just do some deep breathing and have silence for a little while, because I think it's really easy to just, even with songwriting, to just pick up the instrument and say, okay, let's write this song. I got this idea. Let's go and let's get it done. But if you can quiet your mind from everything, it can really release some of that stress to help you focus. The other thing that is helpful is, you know, there was a book written about it, talking about morning pages, just writing words down onto a page and getting words out of you onto a page is a really great exercise in creative writing. But for me, I think it's also sometimes you can work some of the cobwebs out and really get to what it is you're trying to say. I think sometimes songwriters feel like every word they write down on a piece of paper has to be perfect and has to be in the song. But I work through a lot of words and a lot of ideas before I get to what feels right. And so those two things are good things to help, you know, silence that chatter that seems to, you know, be in our minds constantly of telling us what we need to be doing, what we're not doing right. And, you know, it's definitely something that you can combat somewhat. I wouldn't say that we can all silence all the voices, but definitely I've had some luck with practice and centering myself. So
thank you. Those are two great suggestions. Makes me want to go attend your songwriting workshop.
Oh, thanks. Yeah, it's a lot of fun. I really enjoyed teaching. I want to do more of it, definitely.
I will read you like a novel. You can write me.
Winston-Salem native, singer-songwriter Sarah Siskind. Her new album, Novel, is available on iTunes, and you'll find links to more at WFDD.org and click on Triad Arts. You'll find her re-release covered there as well. Sarah's currently on tour in Colorado, begins her trip home through Tennessee and Virginia in October, and returns to North Carolina for performances in November. For WFDD, I'm David Ford.